Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to our evening concert with Adam. So we're going to start with a word of prayer. So if you'll bow your heads. Father, this evening, as we're coming to the close of another Sabbath, we want to spend it with you. And we look forward to the day when we can spend it with you in person. And we can hear the music of heaven. Bless Adam tonight as he plays for us. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. All right.
Thank you. Good evening and happy Sabbath. We are grateful that you all came tonight. We are a small group. I understand the majority of the church family is out of town, or maybe a good portion of church family is out of town, but we're glad we're back. Thank you for the invitation, and we are so grateful that it turned out to be a beautiful day. It was nice and white this morning, and it was cold and crisp. But now it's nice and sunny and warm. So we're warm in this sanctuary, and we praise God for that. So, go ahead.
As we begin, and the song that Adam just played, one of his arrangements that he has put together, is How Great Thou Art, which you probably are familiar with, number 86 in your hymn books, but there's a phrase in there that says, when I think that God, his son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. And really, through all eternity, I don't think we will be able to grasp the full impact of that phrase, that God has gave his only son to us. And we would just like to focus this concert on the promises of God. And in Romans 8:32, it says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So this evening, we'd like to meditate on a few of the precious promises that are in God's word. And we pray that you will be blessed. As Adam shares his music, we pray that your thoughts will turn to God, just as this hymn is titled, How Great Thou Art. So God is the one that is great, and we are just here hopefully to point you to him, to reflect on his goodness. So our next piece will be My Jesus, I Love Thee.
Thank you.
The word of God in Isaiah 43, verse 1 says this, "But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine."
And the line from that hymn that Adam just played, "My Jesus, I love thee," that goes with that verse, says, "My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine." So God calls, says that we are his, and we can also say that God is ours. He is our God. And our next piece is "Fairest Lord Jesus," if you'd like to follow along with the words. It's number 240, and Adam has paired it with a little melody that comes from a piece of Schubert's. Number 240, "Fairest Lord Jesus."
Bible says in Philippians 4:18, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things."
And the next piece is a medley of two pieces, "In the Heart of Jesus," which you can find on number in your hymn books, number 577, and then "Nearer Still Near," 301. So "In the Heart of Jesus," 577, and "Nearer Still Near," 301.
The Word of God in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 16 to 22 says this, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them." Why do most people think that God's laws are done away with? They're immutable, unchanging. Verse 17 says, And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remissions of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. What amazing God that we serve. The immutability of his law is just amazing. We cannot change it. No one can.
And there's a phrase, "and nearer, still nearer," that he played in the last arrangement on the last verse that says, "Nearer, still nearer, while life shall last, till safe in glory my anchor is cast." And there's a verse in Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 19, that says, "Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil." So that can be our hope today. We don't have to be swept by the winds around us. We can have an anchor that keeps us sure and steadfast if it's founded on the rock of Jesus. We will hear Adam play for us Blessed Assurance, number 462. And if you would turn to 462, we'd like to invite you to sing with us on that. And we have some ladies up that will help lead. Number 462, Blessed Assurance. We will sing verses 1 and 3. And he will be playing verse 2 as an interlude. So verses 1 and 3 of Blessed Assurance, 462. Third verse. Watching them waiting, looking above, filled with his you for singing. And we'll like to read another verse here.
In Hebrews chapter 1, verses 9 to 14, the Word of God says this: Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old, as doth a garment. And as a vesture that shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, and thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
And in the same chapter, Hebrews 10, verse 22, it says, Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. So that song that we just sang, Blessed Assurance, it's through faith, isn't it, that we can have assurance. And it's only through the blood of Jesus and his cleansing. And how many of us would like to be washed with that blood and cleansed with that water? We need that every day. So what a wonderful song of praise, Blessed Assurance. The next piece that Adam will play is Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us, number 545.
Thank you.
know, I was thinking when he was playing that piece, just like the song says, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. And, you know, sometimes God leads us in a way that we would not necessarily choose. But do you believe that when we get to heaven, we will be thankful for the way he led us, even if it was difficult at times through dark times? Often that's the times that we come to him and we depend on him. So he can lead us if we are willing. And there's a passage in Scripture that is one of the most famous passages, Psalm 23. And I had a grandmother, my father's mother, who loved the Bible. She read daily and studied and was just a very consecrated individual. And near the end of her life, I learned that this was her favorite passage. So it has special meaning, I think, for just knowing that, that it helped her along. She lost a son, her oldest son, when he was young, before the prime of his life. And I believe that this passage really gave her comfort. So we've asked, if you have been asked to read this in another language, if you would come up at this time, we would like to just hear it in other languages. So come right up, Psalm 23. We will read it in English. And then we will hear it in Mandarin. And then Norwegian. And is it Swahili? And then Romanian. And then is there someone here that knows another language that can add one? Maybe Spanish. Tagalog or Spanish at the end? There's six verses, so it would be nice. Oh, I know Joel knows Tagalog. If no one else, do you know the... Oh.
That's Juan Rivas. Juan Rivas, would you like to come and say it in Spanish?
We'll have to wait for heaven to hear that.
Okay,
can you look it up? So Psalm 23, and we'll just read one verse each. So if you'd like to follow along in your Bibles, that way you know what they're reading as they are reading it in their respective languages. And we'll make sure that we speak into the mic. So Psalm 23, we'll start with that. Do you have it? We can end. How about we end with English? We can just all read it together. The verse 6, we'll just end with English as well. So we can all read it together when we get to it in the King James, if you have that. So Psalm 23, verse 1, and then 2, 3, 4. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
他使我躺卧在草地上, 领我在可安歇的水边。 Og gir meg ny kraft, han leder meg på de rette stier for sitt navns skyld.
Naam, nijapopita kati ya bonde la vui wa mauti, sitaogopa mabaya, kwa maana wewe ndiye upo pamoja nami. Gongo lako na fimbo lako vya nifariji.
Romanian, tu mjunci kapul kundelem, mentiz masa na inte potrivi celor mei, în spaharul meu este plin de dăpeste el.
And if you would join me on verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God for his shepherding and leading in our lives. Thank you so much for being willing to come up and read. Won't heaven be wonderful? The diversity in heaven, and that we all will understand one another perfectly. At this time, if you have a promise that has special meaning for you, that you can either recite or read for us, we'd like to ask for you to share that. So if you have a promise that you would like to share, and if you share that promise, then you have the option of also suggesting a hymn that might go along with it, or just maybe one of your favorite hymns. And Adam is willing to just do an on-the-spot improvisation of it. So he does, as I was thinking also of this song, God has ways that we cannot even imagine, right, that he can lead us in, and he has 1,000 ways where we can only think of one. And I know every time Adam does an arrangement, it's slightly different than another time that I've heard it. He can just turn those 88 keys into a way that is totally unique that I've never heard before. So can you imagine a God who is infinite and all-knowing, what he can do with our lives? So does anybody have a promise that they would like to share? I don't have a cordless mic, but if you speak loudly, and then you can also give us a hymn that you'd like Adam to play. Dr. Bryant. Yeah, you're welcome to come up or stand.
This one has become a favorite of mine. It's Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And I'm not sure what song to go with that. $499, I think is, yeah. Huh?
Thank you for sharing that promise and for making that arrangement for us. Does anybody else have a promise? Joyce, I saw your hand come up first. So would you like to, can you come up and so we can hear you? Or you can say it from there.
On high, because he has known my name. I love that part. He has known my name.
anybody else have a promise? Sherilyn. Thank you for another great verse and song, and right there in the middle back. Yes. And that's hymn number 87. Have you ever heard that? He'll try it. Thank you for that promise and for stretching our musical knowledge. That was a good new hymn. Okay, how about on this side, the gentleman in the blue? If we would just be able to keep our eyes on Jesus, right? He would be able to answer that prayer to create a clean heart within us. Maybe one more? Okay, two more, since one's a family member. I have to call Mom my mom. Yes, Mother? Oh, let's see, can you talk louder? Or you can come here. Maybe I'll repeat what she said so some of you couldn't hear. She said, in this world, we can't expect things to always be rosy. And the verse she read was from Revelation 14:12. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. And the song she chose is Faith is the Victory, which is number 608, if you'd like to follow along. 608. Thank you. Amen. So I guess that's it. Unless there's one more. Sure, right there.
Thank you.
some of the greatest promises in the Bible, and thank you for all those who shared promises tonight, are about Jesus' return. And we'd like to end on those thoughts. I'll read from Revelation 22, verses 3 and 4, the final chapter of the Bible, Revelation 22, verses 3 and 4. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And then verse 12, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. So he promises he will come quickly. And then he also has this invitation in that final chapter. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. So he wants us to respond, but then we also echo that call and say, come to others. And let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. What a wonderful invitation God gives us and promise. And he will be playing We Have This Hope, as well as Lift Up the Trumpet. And do you want us to sing with you, or you just will play this? Okay, so he'll be playing this, and then we'll end with a congregational hymn. Truly is the blessed hope, isn't it? Jesus coming and restoring all things, not just to their original state, but isn't that just amazing how God has promised that he will make things even better than before? He'll bring his kingdom, his headquarters down to this earth where it's been dark for so long. And, you know, as Adam plays his arrangements, and we're grateful. It gives us a lot of joy to hear him, as you can probably tell why we are not looking forward to the day when he leaves home, because we get to hear beautiful music and we enjoy him, not just his music, but we enjoy him, his personality. And but I've noticed that he, like I said, his arrangements, they're never the same twice. He'll play the same hymn, but just many different ways. But he might play a note that could be a note that wasn't maybe intended in there, but he somehow can turn it into part of the song and make it to where it doesn't even sound like a mistake. It just, he changes the direction and he brings something beautiful out of it. So if he can do that, can't God do that with our lives? We've all done things, I'm sure, that we regret and wish we hadn't, but God can turn that into blessings if we let him. And so we will end with To God Be the Glory, number 341. And if you would come up, the quartet, and we will sing this. And we'd invite you to sing it with us, number 341. We will sing all stanzas, and if you would stand as we close, and as we close the Sabbath together, and then I believe...
Yes, indeed, Lord, to God be the glory. We are grateful for the Sabbath day. What a beautiful day you've given to us. And what a blessing it is to praise you in songs. And thank you, Lord, for so many blessings that you've bestowed upon us today. And Lord, as we close this day, We are grateful again for what you have done and what you will do for us. We look forward to that day when you come again and worship you in the heavenly courts with all the angels and all the redeemed. Thank you, Father. Be with us now as we leave this place. Grant us your spirit and grant us your love. In Jesus' name, amen.